Simon & Schuster Audio presents Worry, a novel by Alexandra Tanner. Read by Helen Laser.
My sister Poppy arrives on a wet Thursday, dressed ugly and covered in hives. "I started flaring a little in security," she says, dropping her bags, towing off her salt-streaked boots, unwrapping a chunky gray scarf I gave her 6 years ago after realizing it signaled nothing about me at all. Beneath the scarf, Poppy's neck is dappled with welts, some pinker and fresher than others. She closes her right eye and blinks her left rapidly, like something's stuck in it, while she fills me in on her trip. "Leaving Florida, you know how there's always that old couple in line at security who don't take off their belts, don't take out their iPads, then they have, like, soup with them and things of lotion, and they go through probably 8 times? I was behind those people. The whole thing was chaos, and I had to steal a water bottle at the little store because there was no one at the register." Now I notice a huge Evian sticking out of her tote. To save $50 on airfare, Poppy flew from the Palm Beach airport not to JFK or LaGuardia or even Newark, but to MacArthur on Frontier, then rode a shuttle from the airport to Ronkonkoma to catch the LIRR, then took a 2-hour train that ended up taking 3 hours because someone jumped onto the tracks and died as it was pulling into Jamaica. "I saw the fucking body bag," Poppy says. She claws at her throat. Her fingernails, overlong as always, leave red slashes. If she scratches too much, the hives will bleed, become infected, refuse to heal. Her body is a log of all the times she couldn't be good and patient and just wait for the swelling to go down. "Don't itch," I say, swatting at her hand. "I've seen body bags. You'll see more if you move here. Do you have your EpiPen with you?" "Yeah," Poppy says, "but it's not that bad. It'll go down in a minute. I just need to let it breathe." She sounds uncertain. "I haven't had a real flare in forever," she continues. "I don't know if this is really even a flare. It's probably like normal people hives. I'm just not used to wearing a scarf for this long. And air travel is stressful, you know? So I don't think it's hives. Also, I am moving here. That's why I have all this shit with me." "We'll see," I say. "Should you use it?"
"Use what?"
She throws herself down on the couch and fans her neck. "Your EpiPen?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?